Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on February 6th, 2024, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. To my right is Tony Olson, our Vice President. To my left is Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary. To the table to my near right is John Harlow, our CEO General Manager. Melissa Collins, our Commission and Executive Services Director. And Colin Willenbrock, our General Counsel. To the table to my near left is Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board. And to the table right in front of me with the two screens is Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board. And in the back right, near the door, is Morgan Stolzner, our Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present today. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioners, are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Comments from the public is item three on today's agenda. And that's when the board will hear comments on items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and a person shall be recognized to speak from sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining us by Zoom today and you wish to speak, click raise hand or dial star nine if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium and use the microphone. State and spell your name and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, please hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to us. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we'll start out with our flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Next in our agenda, item two, our recognitions. We have our Employee of the Month for February, Andrea Flattery. Not sure if I pronounced that correctly. So we have Mark Flurry here to introduce Andrea.
Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Hello.
My name is Mark Flurry. I'm the Senior Manager of T&amp;D System Operations and Engineering. It's my great pleasure to announce and introduce our February Employee of the Month, Andrea Flattery.
Where's she hiding?
She's hiding right here behind me. She's got quite the entourage with her today, so she has her husband Dylan with her, her oldest, her daughter Bria, here in the front row. And then she's got her folks as well in the audience, and her sister, lots of nieces and nephews, and future PUD employees, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah, that's great.
So Andrea is the Manager of Transmission and Standards Engineering. And she began work with the PUD as a student engineer back in the summers and winter holidays of May 2007 through August 2009. She's been with the organization for quite some time. She was pursuing a Bachelor of Science in Engineering Physics. And after graduating from Oregon State University with a Master of Science in Nuclear Engineering, Andrea began her full-time career with PUD as a designer in the D&E Services Division. In June of 2013, she received her first promotion to design engineer. And then between November 2014 and April of 21, she was promoted through the engineering steps to principal engineer. And most recently, in April of last year, Andrea earned the title of Manager of Transmission and Standards Engineering, which is the title she continues to hold today. She leads with a positive attitude, a very transparent communication style, and a servant's heart. Her leadership style is very excellent. Her technical knowledge, planning skills, and understanding of construction have really helped her build strong relationships both with our construction folks and with the community abroad. Greg Ruiz, who's an operations general foreman here at the district and alignment with decades of experience, says the following about Andrea. I've worked with Andrea for many years, and the thing that has always impressed me is her willingness to listen to other people and her desire to do the best job possible no matter what she's doing. Andrea's colleague, Aaron Burke, who's our Manager of Distribution Engineering, who's also present with us here today, shared the following thoughts with me. I really value her as an engineer and project manager, her intelligence and problem-solving abilities. She can look at details while not losing sight of big picture goals, and she's an excellent communicator. During her time as an engineer, Andra was always assigned to some of the most unique and challenging distribution projects. 196th Street, for example, Hat Island Submarine Cable Project, Light Rail, the Riverfront Landfill, all examples. Primarily though, and this is Erin continuing to speak, I value her as a leader in the group. Over the years, it has been apparent how important it is to the group's success to have excellent leaders. During her time in a lead role, Andra showed phenomenal project management skills, but more importantly, she acted as an excellent mentor to the team. She supported the growth and happiness of the group, and I know this is something that the transmission team will benefit from her as a manager. These comments here are a testament to Andra's ability to lead, creating an environment where team members feel valued and want to come to work, as well as a sharply honed technical skill set that she's developed over the last decade. And those have led to great successes in the projects she's worked on. I'm really grateful to have Andra as a part of the D&E division. I hope you can all join me in congratulating her today.
Congratulations. I don't know.
I don't feel like I'm ever the boss.
That's not very nice.
Well, I'll start out. Andrea, thanks so much for what you do. It sounds like you're an absolutely amazing teammate and just an amazing representative of our organization. Helping. I tried to think of a nuclear engineer joke, and I cannot. Other than if someone messes with you, just say, hey, I'm a nuclear engineer. Yeah, so there you go.
That was your...
No,
you
petroleum.
Their...
Petroleum.
Okay, okay.
You can joke about that a lot.
Well, I'm sure you heard a lot of jokes when you were working on the 196th Street. Oh, what a project. I mean, that's in my district. I mean, the whole county's in our district, but that's a special part. It's a busy area, and I don't know how you
did it. Lots of help.
Lots of help. Yeah. Always she's humble. Well, I want to give you this from the PUD. It's a beautiful color. It says, energizing life in our community. So congratulations and good continuation. Thank you for your service.
Well, come on.
I'm sorry. You have to learn Tony Olson is boss. We have to start with this.
Yeah.
The color, isn't that color great on her? Nice. Wow. Started as a student worker and in the same organization, got your PE. I mean, that's growth. And I'm so pleased at the utility that the employees are given that opportunity. 196, while when I was driving through it, I was not saying very good things. That must have been so complex. And you gave credit to everyone I know did a great job, but that was a tough. How many years? 2 years? 3 years?
Of construction or engineering?
Whatever.
Total, it was about 7 years.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. What about the engineering portion?
So we started engineering in 2015.
Well, last point, I'll be brief. But I saw in your write-up, reaching out and working with the construction, all those involved in the project.
Hello, Monto.
And what value do you see?
Oh, I think it's tremendous value. I mean, if you're on the construction side, you're going to see things that you don't see from the engineering side. And so I always say, you know, if you're learning how to design something, the best way to do it is see how it's built. If you see how it's built, then you can take that back and things like access or reach of a bucket truck or things like that.
Yeah,
you can
yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
That are your design.
Excellent example. I asked that because that wasn't the way it used to be. The engineer wouldn't let the construction folks in the same room. So hats off to you, and it does make a better project smoother, and that really stood out to me. Good to go there.
And that's why there's so many engineering jokes. Engineers that design things that I'm talking to use them. So.
Without?
Yeah, without.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we also have a trophy for you, for your trophy case.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone here you'd like to introduce to us, or do you have some family supporting,
well,
or someone you want to put on the spot?
Can you do the family again, because I kind of
I got surprised. So my parents showed up with a couple of my sisters. There's one who's watching online. And then my nieces and nephews are here too. But that's my husband Dylan and my daughter Bria. That's my oldest. I have two more, but they're a little.
Yeah.
So, and then yeah, in the next row you can see. I won't go through them all because I'd be here a while. Yeah.
Did you put them on tranquilizers?
No, they're that well behaved.
Wow.
Just passing physics is an accomplishment. Does anyone have any comments?
Just have one question. Andra, in OSU grad, how do you tolerate the UW and WSU folks you have to work
with? Oregon.
She breaks up the fights.
Are we doing a picture?
Well, I think it would be great with your family. I guess we could do we'll do a picture, but let's bring our family
okay.
up. I'd love to have all those kids.
That's in great. All right.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I'm wearing very cool shoes.
All right, great.
I didn't give her picture. I want to take it home. Let's bring that.
You want a picture of your family?
All right.
You want us to set those down for you so they're not? Sure.
Want everybody?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Might be awkward if you ask some and not others. Thanksgiving next year.
You can talk about to stay there.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
You don't have to say. It'll be really interesting though.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So next up we have item 3, comment from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? Please state your first and last name for the record. So I'll start out, we have Mr. Tim McDonald. Come to the podium, Mr. McDonald. All right, Mr. McDonald, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you very much. I am Timothy McDonald from Arlington, Washington. And I brought my display, which is a hydroelectric plant, and I've been making my own power for 45 years, East Bottom. I came here with some questions last week. Jamie Contera, I believe, was absolutely wonderful answering the questions. And I even directed a call to Colin over here. And once again, just fine. So pretty basically, I already got the answers I needed. My comments then are general toward the board. I served on the Arlington School Board, actually served on your 1995 committee here at the PUD, but And back then, I think the subject was alternate, what we were going to do for more generation capacity, and I'm thinking we came up with natural gas-fired plants, but that's 20 years ago. PUDs are, electricity is important. I know because I make my own. It's very important. It's part of our civilization today, and it's the future, it's the past. You guys are doing really good. Commissioners serve the public, and the employees serve the PUD. That's usually the same. There are differences. I think my personal observation is you don't have a high enough public profile for the level of importance that you carry to this community. And how you go about that, that's up to you. But energy, its byproducts are really important to the world, and that's your business. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I don't see any comments online, hand raised online. So we'll go to item four, our consent agenda. 4A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of January 23rd, 2024. B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. And C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion. Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? I see any hands raised virtually or in the room. Are there any questions or comments from you, Commissioner?
I just have one quick question regarding the $475,564 expenditure, proposed expenditure for Sienna Wave Server AI upgrade. What is a DWD? And it's mentioned, it talks about it's needed for, let's see, just a moment, I'll read the sentence.
The one that's telecom needs to upgrade.
It's Sienna Wave Server AI upgrade.
So I'll hazard a guess. I'm not sure of the exact technical nature of the difference between the two.
Clark, we can introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry, Clark Langstrath, Contracts and Purchasing. The difference here is that the current hardware we have is designated as Wave Server DWD, and I can't tell you what that designator is. That's the old hardware, and we're upgrading to the new hardware, which is the Wave Server AI. But we have to have someone from Telecom here to tell us exactly what those meant.
They're actually online.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, this is Kurt Coughlin, Telecom Department Engineer. And just want to give a little bit of background on the existing the bid. And this is for basically upgrading the system one to completely upgrade to Wave Server AI. System 2 is already Wave Server AI, which is a newer, slightly newer platform, same concept. It's a DWDM transport. And right now we're with the new requirements that IT has come to us with, wanting more 100 gig services that will require to use the newer Wave Server AI platform. And that's the biggest reason for upgrading is their request for additional 100 gig wavelengths to use our backup data center in Arlington.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Any other questions, Commissioner Olson?
No, I have none. Thank you.
Commissioner Olson?
I have none.
I have none either. Okay, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next is item five, our CEO General Manager Report. Do you have a report for us today, John?
I do have a couple things to share. First, from our Energy Services Group, Jessica Sparr, our Energy Service Storage and Emerging Tech Group, and Susie Oversby from Energy Services hosted a professor and two students from Western Washington University's Energy and Environment Program at the site of the South Everett Solar Project. Students are learning about permitting and project management and using the solar project as a case study. We discussed the many diverse considerations and opportunities that come up with these types of projects, many of which are unforeseen. They also toured the Arlington microgrid to see an example of a clean energy project that's in the ground and operating. From our customer service, we had ad hoc broadcast messaging tool for outage communications went live the afternoon of January 25th. This tool will allow corporate communications to provide updates and high-level ETR information during outages. The messages can be tailored for the entire service territory, district-wide, at a regional level, or subset of the service territory for specific outages and incidents as needed. Custom outage messages will be displayed on the outage map and on the outage submitted successfully. That's after a customer submits an outage, it's a confirmation that it was received and then would opt in, they can get that message. And when an outage is, or outage information is sent via text to customers who have opted in. And it will also be the same message that's on the IVR. And just another great update to our outage communication, which we know is a huge customer satisfier. Our field mobile CSR pilot program, we had our first two field visits. One was a customer that had no access due to transportation issues. The field rep assisted the customer at the home with our income qualified discount application. The CSR took pictures at the front and back, assigned all that appropriate documentation, got those turned in, and it's now going through the process to get approved for the income qualified discount. We also did a welfare check on a customer who had communicated issues with our water department on leaks and some possible squatters to their property. The CSR made contact and worked out with the resident any concerns. Again, just two examples of how that program is being applied. And then a couple things going on. We did in-person interviews of the top four candidates for the Customer and Energy Services AGM position last week, end of last week. And we should have a final candidate chosen by end of this week or middle of next week. And we'll be communicating that to you as soon as possible. And then yesterday we started our interviews for the water AGM position, and we continue that process this week and probably do in-person interviews over the next couple weeks. And that's it. Happy to take any questions.
Questions, Commissioner Wolf?
I don't think I have any. Thank you very much. But no.
The only question is, are we receiving requests from California for mutual aid or?
We did. Yeah, we received a request from PG&E yesterday. And we had offered up a couple crews, but they ended up not needing us. Not all the crews.
Okay, thank you.
Good question.
Next is item six, commission business. We have A, commission reports. Any reports, Commissioner?
I guess just the most significant thing that I've done in the last couple of weeks is just participating in the resolutions committee for the NWPPA, Northwest Public Power Association, and just enjoy working all those with a lot of other people. I think we did a good job. Brenda's shaking her head.
Commissioner Olson?
I have none.
And I have no reports. Okay. Next, we'll go to item 6B, our commissioner events calendar. Any changes to be made? Deletions, the event calendar, additions or deletions?
I would like to attend the EASC meeting on February 21st. Up at Tulalip. That's all. No.
Okay. I have no changes.
We have Public Power Council and PNUP coming up starting tomorrow.
We do.
So I'll be going down to Portland for 3 days. Enjoy those. Learn a lot.
This will be an interesting one, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Next is item seven, our governance planning. 7A, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
I have none.
Just one thing I asked Allison to email as well yesterday. So February 22nd is not going to work for our workshop. So we've got some alternate dates, March 11th, 14th, and 26th. I cannot do the 14th. Are you guys available? Are each of you available on the other 2 days?
The 26th, just a minute. Check.
I can do the 11th. What?
Keep it to both 11th and 26th.
February 11th?
March.
March, yeah, sorry.
I believe it's a Monday.
I was going to say, that would be a Sunday, this moment. March is a Monday. Well, if I do that, I'll get out of babysitting. I won't have to babysit.
There you go.
So either of those Mondays, okay. 11 or 26.
Okay, great.
Just to clarify, the 26th is not Monday.
26th is what day of the week?
Tuesday.
Yeah, the 11th is Monday.
Actually, that would be better for me.
26.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of committed to babysitting.
Okay. Well, we'll see what it works out for the other staff involved.
26th work for you. And you.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Great. Any other changes to the Governor's County Calendar?
I have none.
Okay, not either. Is there any further business to come before the board this afternoon? Okay, so hearing none, it is now 1:56 p.m. and the board will recess into executive session to discuss the performance of a public employee under the term set forth in the Open Public Meeting Act. It's anticipated the executive session will last approximately 2 hours and conclude at 3:57. The regular meeting will adjourn upon the conclusion of the executive session. Thank you.